brief talks. For items 1 to 6, you will hear short talks and a question related to each. You will listen to each talk once. Before each talk, you will be given 15 seconds to look at the question and the alternatives. Item 1. Read the question and the alternatives.
Learning does not stop after school or university. It is a lifelong process. In today's fast-changing world, acquiring new skills is essential for both personal and professional growth. Lifelong learning helps people adapt to new technologies, stay competitive in the job market, and explore different interests. It also keeps the mind active, improving memory and problem-solving skills. Continuous learning can take many forms, such as reading, taking online courses, or learning a new language. Additionally, it promotes personal fulfillment and confidence, allowing individuals to achieve their goals. Whether for career advancement or personal enrichment, lifelong learning ensures that people continue to grow and evolve throughout their lives.
What is the purpose of the talk? Item 2. Read the question and the alternatives.
Exercising outdoors has many advantages for both physical and mental health. Unlike indoor workouts, outdoor activities expose people to fresh air and natural sunlight, which can boost mood and energy levels. Activities like running, cycling, or even walking in a park help improve cardiovascular health, strengthen muscles, and reduce stress. Additionally, being in nature can enhance mental well-being, reducing anxiety and improving focus. Outdoor exercise is also more engaging and can be a social activity when done with friends or family. Whether in a park, by the sea, or in the mountains, exercising outside provides a refreshing and enjoyable way to stay active.
What is the topic of the talk? Item 3. Read the question and the alternatives.
In today's digital world, people spend too much time staring at screens, whether on their phones, computers, or TVs. While technology has many benefits, excessive screen time has serious consequences. It negatively affects physical health, leading to eye strain, poor posture, and sleep problems. It also reduces real-life social interactions, making people more isolated and less engaged with their surroundings. Additionally, spending too much time online can lower productivity, as constant notifications and social media distractions make it harder to focus. Children and teenagers are especially vulnerable, as screen addiction can harm their development and mental well-being. Instead of spending hours scrolling, people should set limits on their screen time and focus on more meaningful activities like reading, exercising, or spending time with loved ones.
What is the speaker criticizing? Item 4. Read the question and the alternatives.
Climate change is one of the most pressing issues of our time. Rising temperatures are causing glaciers to melt, sea levels to rise, and extreme weather events, such as hurricanes and droughts, to become more frequent and intense. The burning of fossil fuels, deforestation, and industrial practices are the primary contributors to this global crisis. These changes not only affect the environment but also have severe consequences for human health, agriculture, and economies. In many parts of the world, people are already facing the impacts of climate change, from crop failures to displacement due to flooding. It is crucial that governments, businesses, and individuals take action to reduce carbon emissions, adopt sustainable practices, and work towards mitigating the effects of climate change to ensure a livable future for generations to come.
What is the speaker emphasizing the most? Item 5. Read the question and the alternatives.
Climate change is one of the most pressing issues of our time. Rising temperatures are causing glaciers to melt, sea levels to rise, and extreme weather events, such as hurricanes and droughts, to become more frequent and intense. The burning of fossil fuels, deforestation, and industrial practices are the primary contributors to this global crisis. These changes not only affect the environment but also have severe consequences for human health, agriculture, and economies. In many parts of the world, people are already facing the impacts of climate change, from crop failures to displacement due to flooding. It is crucial that governments, businesses, and individuals take action to reduce carbon emissions, adopt sustainable practices, and work towards mitigating the effects of climate change to ensure a livable future for generations to come.
What is not mentioned in the talk? Item 6. Read the question and the alternatives.
Financial literacy is the ability to understand and manage personal finances effectively. In today's world, it's crucial for individuals to have a basic understanding of budgeting, saving, investing, and managing debt. People who are financially literate are better equipped to make informed decisions about their money, avoid unnecessary debt, and plan for the future. Financial literacy also helps individuals understand the risks and benefits of different financial products, such as loans, credit cards, and insurance. Teaching financial literacy from a young age can empower people to make smart choices, leading to greater financial stability and security. Many schools, universities, and community programs are now offering courses and workshops aimed at improving financial literacy. In a world where financial decisions can have long-lasting effects, understanding the basics of finance is essential for everyone.
What might be the job of the speaker?